I need a volunteer from the audience, Herman said, flicking his hand toward us. Lisbeth popped up literally faster than any of the humans could raise their hands, and walked up to the stage without prompting. Ah, an eager beaver, I see, Herman chided in a teasing tone. What is your name, my dear? Lisbeth's purple eyes found me, and I felt a wave of fear from the look on her face. What was she sensing that I wasn't? Hackles raised. I edged forward on my bench, as close as I could get to her without standing up. Erzabet, she answered loudly, enough where everyone in the tent could hear her. Ah, a strange name. Are you foreign? She nodded, internally rolling her eyes over his small talk. Well, Erzabet.
Erzabet, she corrected with a sniff.
My apologies, Erzabet. Herman walked closer to her, intending to put a hand on her arm. My wife didn't allow anyone except family to touch her, but she graciously let the human take her arm and walked a few steps over to the covered box. What do you think is in this cage here? She leaned in for a delicate sniff, earning a chuckle from Herman, and immediately recoiled so fast she practically disappeared. Herman laughed and tried to pull her back to him. Now, now, my dear. Nothing to be afraid of. There's no way what's under there can harm you. Our group was on edge now, from Lisbeth's behavior. Jason leaned over to me, fear coming off him in waves.
Dad, what's wrong? What's up there?
Every inch of my skin crawled. And being so far apart from Lisbeth when she could be in danger was pulling against everything inside me.
Here, let me show you, Herman said, at the same moment when I heard Lisbeth in my head.
Get Arthur here now. Protect the children.
I shot up from my seat. Jason yelled for me, and Herman yanked the cover away from the box, effectively destroying with one action any semblance of normalcy we'd had for decades.
What was in the box, you ask?
Standing inside, amidst thick metal bars, restrained with heavy chains on its decaying skin, was a vampire drone. A drone in our city. A white, hot pulse of fear went through me, laced with drone-related PTSD, stronger than anything I'd felt in the minutes leading up to that moment. We'd fought off drones before, many years ago, and it almost destroyed lichens and vampires both. I pushed through the anxiety and started moving towards the stage. The humans had screamed that screech again. The, please save me from the killer zombies, kind. And most had stood up from their seats, blocking my way to Lisbeth. Like a stupid, naive human, Herman was chuckling again and waving his hands to calm the crowd down. His laughs weren't kind. They were almost jeering, like he thought our reactions were adorable.
I want to remind everyone that there is nothing to fear.
Dad, what is that?
Jason said from beside me, grabbing at my arm. I could feel fear lifting off him and reached a hand back on his shoulder to steady him.
I left my holophone at home. Text Arthur.
He flipped his wrist to bring up his holophone and I saw him text Arthur,
SOS at carnival. Weird zombie thing with the humans.
My wife's right hand would be here faster than Barry Allen if she was in danger. Lucas held Clara to him, his fragile human bride.
How did he restrain it?
On the stage, Lisbeth pulled on Herman this time, her face pinched with worry.
You should get out of here. It's not safe.
He waved a hand with a chuckle, ignoring Lisbeth's wise attempts to move him away.
My dear, I know what I'm doing. The creature has been properly restrained.
Human brains were funny. If not presented with proper proof, they easily replaced fact with a truth that was easier to accept. The crowd was doing just that, and calming down enough for us to move to the front of the stage. Lisbeth met my eyes, and shook her head as I tried to climb the stairs to get to her. She'd want me to stay with the children, just in case something went wrong.
How'd you make it?
A woman asked.
Special effects, right? Boring,
a man countered.
Controlling it with a remote, I bet,
another said.